This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the downturn in commodity prices doesn't just impact farmers. It sends shockwaves through the entire ag economy, affecting everyone from equipment dealers to rural retailers. When farmers tighten their budgets, they spend less on machinery, supplies, and even local services, creating a ripple effect that slows business activities across small-town America. This economic strain can lead to job losses, reduced investments, and financial hardships for businesses that rely on a thriving farm sector to stay afloat. And nowhere is that more evident than in equipment sales. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an innovation and profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for innovation and profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Agriculture equipment sales often serve as a key barometer for the health of the ag economy, and recent reports indicate a downtrend both in the U.S. and Canada. The decline signals farmers are holding off on major purchases, likely due to tighter margins and economic uncertainty. According to Kurt Blade, Senior Vice President of Ag Services and Forestry at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, these lower sales reflect the ag sector's broader financial challenges.
The equipment market has been pretty soft for the last year, really reflecting the overall ag economy and some of that uncertainty that comes with the overall ag economy. There's been some storm clouds on the horizon, whether that is related to weather, related to commodity markets, or related to geopolitical issues, or even just the lack of a farm bill. All these things lead to uncertainty. Unlike inputs that have to be purchased year upon year, like seed or crop protection chemicals, tractors sometimes can get delayed. And so we're seeing that reflected in the market right now. It's really that reflection of uncertainty.
The decline in ag equipment sales that began last year has carried over into 25, showing no signs of immediate recovery. Farmers facing ongoing financial pressure from lower commodity prices and rising input costs are postponing major machinery purchases to conserve cash.
For the year of 2024, we ended up down for the year. And as we start out 2025, we're going to see that same trend continue. And that's been across the board, whether it's the smallest horsepower tractors, those under 40 horsepower tractors that are currently down 10% from where they were this time last year, to those large self-propelled combines that are down, 75% from where they were this time last year. We're seeing some softness across the board. I expect that to continue until some of that uncertainty is cleared up.
Despite the recent downturn, Kurt Blades remains optimistic as spring planting nears, expecting seasonal demand to drive some recovery. He believes that if market conditions improve, farmers may regain confidence and invest in some necessary equipment.
The one thing that gives me a little bit of hope when we see the numbers down for the month of January is that January typically is the slowest equipment sales month for farm equipment. So for us to see those numbers being short, obviously, I don't want to point to this as being a trend. It's more of a continuation of what we've seen before. You can't be in agriculture without being optimistic. These things too will pass. So as we approach planting season, farmers get optimistic, the weather comes out, and you want to take advantage of this latest and greatest technology that we're seeing out here at Commodity Classic and other places. So I remain optimistic that as those sales begin to pick up and farmers begin to have some of that certainty find its home, that these numbers will turn around.
While the challenges of a tough ag economy are evident, the resilience of farmers and rural businesses remains strong. As the season shifts and market conditions evolve, there's hope that renewed demand and cautious optimism will help steady the industry. For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.